Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
To the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell.
Morning, Mr. Hennen.
How are you today?
Lovely.
Somebody made a video of our appearance at the State Fair on Friday for 811 Day.
I saw that. I put it on the What's in Your Mind Facebook page, as a matter of fact.
Well, before you dig, I'm there the whole day. I don't notice anybody taking video. That's kind of dangerous. So I'm glad it turned out okay.
But that means you're staying focused on your job. So that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. I better share your post too as well. So I did something really crazy last night. I just had enough of this whole lion thing, which to me is just I am just fit to be tied over it. I guess I should just let it go. But
yeah, you should just let it go. But
I probably should at this point. But I said. This is, I don't know, last night sometime. I said, it's a lion. Get over it. It's a lion. Get over it. And I just, I just sort of random thoughts. But here's what I put. It's a lion. Get over it. Circle of life. Lions were put on the earth to be hunted. This is getting ridiculous. If you enjoy being outraged, because, you know, there's obviously people that are into this, right? I mean, they're taking the day off to go protest at a dentist office in Minnesota. You know, chanting things about making up stupid signs. I mean, jail, not bail.
Send a letter out to his patients apologizing for all of it. And, you know, we'll get back to normal business as soon as this all dies down, blah, blah, blah.
His practice is shut down right now.
Right.
He can't safely get patients into his office. And he got morons out front of his dentist practice with all kinds of signs they're making up and pictures of lions. And one guy saying, jail, not bail, justice for Cecil. Really? And by the way, do you think that person goes into his boss and says, I need to take some time off, got to go over to the dentist office there and protest, so
give me a Lion King costume, I'll march around with those guys and make fun of them and stuff.
I'm telling you what, if I was anywhere near there, I would go over there, and I would my sign would say, it's a lion, get over it. You know, and look, I think lions are a beautiful animal. I think, as I say, a tear hit my cheek when I watched, the Lion King and the whole Mufasa thing. I've seen Lion King on Broadway. I'm all fine with lions, but the level of outrage over this thing is just unbelievable.
It's not going to bring the lion back, right?
And I want to just picture in my mind the individual that protests a dentist over this. And, you know, a lion killed in Zimbabwe causes somebody in Minnesota to go make a sign. Do they not work for a living, or are they professional protesters, or are they gainfully employed and just have sympathetic bosses? I mean, who are these people, and what motivates them to have this? It's America, first of all. You can be outraged about anything you want, and I'm not telling you what to be outraged about or what not to be outraged about, but I have to tell you, I think there's something severely wrong with the culture of our country when people flip out over a lion, and whether it was shot legally, illegally, whatever, it is what it is. They flip out over that, and then, you know, the Planned Parenthood thing over the videos now, will be forgotten in a week, right? Just gone. I'm sorry. If you're looking for something to be outraged about, take a look at those videos. I think I need to go lion free today, Todd. I probably should just go lion free.
I think you're lying.
Because it honestly upsets me. It really does.
I don't doubt that.
I mean, I just look at this and I weep for my country. I really do. I think the founding fathers have to be spinning in their graves. And again, it's America. You can be outraged over whatever you want to be outraged over. I get that. I'm not suggesting these people don't have a right to do it. I'm weeping because they are doing it. there is not similar outrage for real human tragedy that is everywhere around us. But even setting that aside, saying, gosh, why the disparity here? It's a lion, for crying out loud.
Well, plus, how are they going to treat the patients who want to come in? I realize he shut down the practice now, but let's say he still had the practice open. How are the protesters going to treat those patients? Those patients didn't kill the lion. Those patients probably had no idea he was even thinking about doing that.
Yeah, thank
you. Don't take it out on them.
Thank you. All right. Couple other things, and then we'll get to your calls here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. On a lighter note, it would be a really good idea to find a Dairy Queen today that is participating in the Children's Miracle Network fundraiser for Sanford Health Children's Hospital. Because if you buy a Blizzard today, a buck goes to that cause. They've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this, and a lot of money in this region doing this. And it's a blizzard, right? It's kind of fun. So it's a neat thing, and kudos to Dairy Queen for doing it. That's a great idea. That's a good idea. That makes me happy today. And this coming from someone that won a Dennis the Menace lookalike contest at the Montevideo Dairy Queen. Somewhere the picture exists. I've seen it digging through some of my mom's stuff not long ago and actually found it. I should post that. On a throwback
Thursday. You should post it today. It's Throwback Thursday on Facebook, so that should be your picture today.
I would need hours to dig for it, but that actually happened. It did.
Oh, and wow.
I must tell you that some of my fondest memories as a kid were at Dairy Queen's. That deal coming back from the lake, we'd go to Lake Minnewaska, between Glenwood and Starbuck, and we would always, on our way out of town, stop at the Starbuck Dairy Queen. And I can see myself standing, with the kind where they slide the little screen door away to give you your cone,
Yeah.
It's emblazoned on my brain. And or being at the counter inside the big fancy Dairy Queen in the hometown of Montevideo, one of those ones that kind of looked like the barn, Yeah. Same thing in Hawley, Boston, coming back from the lake over the years. Stop at the DQ. So there's a good memory. Here's something else nice happening today. Military Appreciation Day, the West Fargo-Moorhead Chamber of Commerce, led by a fellow by the name of Craig Whitney, who does a great job of standing up on military issues. But they do a Military Appreciation Day every year at a Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks game. And the Redhawks are playing tonight, and Lee Greenwood is in town to sing God Bless the USA. And he actually will be at the game. Singing a number of times throughout the game. You can get general admission tickets for like $3 to $5. It's professional baseball, a little closer to home. And they're not having the best year, but it's not about the baseball tonight. It's about honoring our military and seeing Lee Greenwood for a great deal. So you want to make the drive in, I'd take that in if I were you. Nice night, perfect weather, so it should be a lot of fun. That'll be a good time. So those are two fun things to help me decompress on the whole Lion deal, okay? And besides the Lion issue, Donald Trump has some suggestions on how to fix our immigration problem. We can talk a little bit about that today. Wayne Stengel, North Dakota's Attorney General, out with new crime statistics. We'll talk a little bit about that. The headline nobody's talking about is something that Wayne told our news department, and that is, all that being said, in other words, here's the numbers, some up, some down, on crime for 2014. All that being said, North Dakota remains one of the safest states in the union. That's the headline. Why does everybody miss that? I don't understand. Dave Haxtell, the former North Dakota hockey coach, now the Philadelphia Flyers NHL coach, will join us on the program next hour as well. So looking forward to that conversation. On the program we call What's On Your Mind. Let's go up to Minot to start the program at 800-228-0550 and find out what's on the mind of John. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you today?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I like to think I'm doing good. Of all those people who were protesting that dentist for killing that lion, how many of those people you suppose were protesting Planned Parenthood for killing babies and selling body parts?
Well, none. And that's always the case. It's just they don't buy it.
The only thing I can think of is they're liberals. That's the only reason I can see.
That's the label you'd put on them, liberals, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt it. I mean, I think you look up the definition of somebody that protests over a lion being shot, liberal would probably fit, John, right there in the dictionary.
Yeah, actually, liberal Democrat is synonymous with brain defect, isn't it?
Now, I wouldn't say that. No, I think that's going a little far, John.
Wow.
Are you joking? Was that a humorous comment, or did you mean that to be serious?
I guess it was probably half humorous.
Yeah, because, you know, we can have different ideas and different positions, but I don't think we should say somebody has a brain defect because they think differently than us politically, in all seriousness. Let's not go there, John.
Okay.
But let's just say I don't get it. I don't understand. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Linda says we are a country of distorted priorities. Pat says social media lynch mobs. And by the way, not only at the dentist office, but on his webpage and his social media, they've been after him too. So more coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Put up more hay crop in less time with the new Case IH Premium Round Balers. The RB565 Premium Round Baler from Case IH consistently builds dense bales even in varying crop and field conditions. With the new overshot feeder, new 5-bar pickup, the Case IH Premium 565 Round Balers allow you to maximize your productivity on every pass. To find out more on the Case IH RB565 Round Baler, see Border Plains Equipment. They're in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you think we could get Lee Greenwood to call the program? I mean, find out what's on his mind? Since he'll be performing tonight for Military Appreciation Night. Kudos to the West Fargo Chamber of Commerce, by the way, for bringing him in for the Redhawks game. Great job. And what a way to honor our military. But do you think he's listening, Todd? Why don't you say it? Just make it like a personal plea to Lee to call the program.
do it for the cats.
For the cats? What cats? The lion?
The lion.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Lee! Speak to the great Americans.
Exactly right.
Very hard to hear what's on your mind and perhaps bring some sanity to the insanity that the world is trying to bring us.
Very good. I think that'll work. Let's find out. 800-228-0550. Lewis in the great goose capital of North America, Kenmare, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Oh, I had an idea for what to do with all these protesters. Start a website for employers to check and just have people go take pictures of all these protesters. Well, I'm sick. They find their picture that they've been protesting. They start losing their jobs. They might actually think twice about it.
So you think they work and they're like they're playing hooky from work or something?
That's what I would guess that most of them are, because they got to be able to afford to travel to some of this.
I don't know. I just kind of curious. The typical person that protests over the death of a lion. I just trying to, you know, is it you know a mom that is just very sympathetic towards?
Thank God it was with a bow instead of a gun.
It was with a bow. That's right. Yeah, I forgot that. Boy, if it had been a gun, man alive.
Oh, yeah.
Katie barred the door. You're exactly right. All right. Appreciate the call, Lewis. Thank you. Milner, North Dakota. We're going to some of the great cities of our fine state here today. Norm in Milner, you're next.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I sent you a note a couple of months ago about that Malaysian airliner. Do you recall that thing?
I do. And did you hear the news today?
Yes, I did. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions. What if that those serial numbers don't match the serial numbers of the plane? It's going to be interesting.
I don't doubt it.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll stay in touch with you, Scott. I think that they're going to turn up something now. That's we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, I don't know if folks have heard this news. Where was it again they found it? It was by Madagascar, right?
In the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
And why only one piece, one little piece, really, when you consider the size of the plane? And they're looking for serial numbers now, hoping to match those to the plane.
Yeah, it's the same kind of... what did I hear? The 777 Boeing has a wing component that is unique. And evidently from the photos, they know that was the kind of plane, right? So that's why they're saying, but obviously, to your point earlier, whether the serial numbers match or anything, there's some work to do there yet. No question about it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Scott. Keep up the good work.
Well, Norm, thank you, and thanks for calling today. Appreciate it very much.
Okay.
All right. Dale in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dale.
Good morning, Scott. Todd, how are you doing?
Good. Todd, how are you doing? I'll speak for Todd. He's doing fine. Dale, go ahead.
The way you're handling this whole lion thing and your claim not to really understand what's going on here. You've been in the business more than long enough to know how the mainstream news media operates. And I consider you a fairly bright guy. You should know exactly what's going on here, the same thing that's been going on here for God knows how long. The mainstream news media, which is where this story is coming from, in my opinion and a lot of other people's opinion, is nothing more than a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, which, by the way, in case you didn't get the memo, got hijacked by the Communist Party quite some time back. Now, what's the main purpose of the mainstream news media, as far as they see it, when something damaging to the liberals, the Democrat Party, comes out, some news story comes out, like, I don't know, babies getting their heads crushed? Their intent is to gin up something, to do whatever they can to deflect, distract, and divert your attention away from any type of real issue. Now, as long as you've been in the business, and you said it yesterday, this is a non-story. There, you're falling for it. So, you know, I really don't understand what you don't understand. You cannot understand it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, your premise here is that the reason this story is being, I guess, emphasized the way it is in the media is because they want to push the Planned Parenthood video story off of the front pages, if you will, and top
exactly.
of mind.
Exactly. How long have they been to... Think back. Think into the past. Every time some bad thing comes out about it, some scandal comes out, I can guarantee you within a matter of a day or two, something else that is really a non-story will pop and try to push that into the background. Think about it. And you're falling for it again.
All right. Maybe I am.
I do think you're an intelligent man, is to stay focused on the real issue and not spend a second day. I listened to you yesterday, and quite frankly, I turned the radio off. I didn't want to hear it because I knew what was going on. And I think you're smarter than that. Stay focused on the real issues and ignore this trash. You're not going to change the mind of these people out there protesting. They're fools.
All right, Dale, I appreciate that comment. Incidentally, yesterday's program, you're right, I did bring it up at the beginning of the program, and we spent a little time, but we had the guest at 9:30, Andy Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, talking about the Chancellor's Tour next week, the Mark Hagerot, the North Dakota University System Chancellor. We also had Congressman Kramer on the program. Now, I don't believe we talked at all about the lion, so that was an entire hour, and a lot of issues... The Planned Parenthood issue came out.
Well, I guess it
wasn't. So what I'm saying is, it probably was 15 to 20 minutes of discussion about it yesterday in the program, but not a lot. And quite honestly, I tend to give an opinion on something, and then folks either want to talk about that or talk about something else. So, but I nonetheless appreciate the feedback and also criticism. I'm not so sure this is a media manufactured story. We know about it because of the media, but I think more of the story is the outrage at the individual. I don't think that was necessarily fueled from it's a horse or a cart deal, right? I mean, what comes first? What comes first, the horse or the cart? In this case, what comes first, the stupidity of the outrage over the incident and trying to destroy this man's livelihood over it because people are concerned about a lion, or did that happen and was it fueled because of the media? I don't know, I guess. You said I was intelligent, but I'm not intelligent enough to know the answer to that. John on the road, Sally in Grand Forks, when we come back. More of your calls. Welcome on these or any topic. What's on your mind? Tell us on the program.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see him today and tell him Scott sent you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fourth video emerges out of the Planned Parenthood scandal.
Oh, my, really?
Yeah. Just posted it on the Facebook page. So, if you want to be sick, there you go. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails, questions, or comments. Here's a couple of texts that have come in with the comments. Have you guys heard this one? If this is true, that Obama is banning Social Security recipients who've been declared incompetent to manage pension or disability payments and assigned a fiduciary would be denied the right to own a firearm. By the way, yes, I have heard that. Don't know the accuracy of it. It's another one we should mention with Congressman Kramer, because there was a previous issue about banning military members that have had medical issues from owning a firearm. That was dealt with, so I don't know about this one, but it's in that same vein and should be investigated, so thanks for reminding us. Another said, I'd like to hear Scott's thoughts on social media. I'm 35 years old. I feel I'm right at the cutoff point of the so-called new generation, as I've been told by people younger than me. I feel social media has hurt this country more than it has helped. There is no work ethic anymore. The younger generation think they are entitled to go directly to the top and don't have to work to get to the top. I feel bad for employers paying for their employees creeping on social media. My thoughts are, put your phone down and get to work. I'm doing it the hard way, and I'm proud of it. Yeah, no, I totally, there's a whole show in that. And I don't know that you put it all on social media. I think social media is a symptom of that larger problem. You know, another place to vent that, because I, you know, but I do agree. Just, for one, just the old-fashioned talk to your neighbor, talk to your coworkers out the door. It's pretty bad. Let's get a hashtag campaign going for the lion. That seems to be the way we save everything and anyone these days. Hashtag bring back our girls, etc. How about this? Hashtag leave the dentist alone. Hashtag get a life. Hashtag stop ISIS. We've become a joke as a country. The texts are rolling in. Another says, hey, Todd, on my mind, a prayer request. A dime-sized lump was found on my wife's pancreas. We're headed to Mayo Clinic September 1st. It's a good idea. Hashtag, we're praying. Right?
And perspective.
There you go, perspective.
Hashtag prioritize.
There you go, no kidding. Well said. Thanks for that. John, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, just an observation I had. Now you said there's four video, or the fourth video has just come out. And that's in the past 2 weeks. You know, the official position, I believe, of the Catholic Church on abortion is they're against it. And the Pope has been traveling around trashing capitalism and talking about global warming. But in these 2 weeks since they started this, has he condemned these people for what they've been doing, which is essentially what they did almost in Nazi Germany 70 years ago? You know?
Question. You know, specifically Planned Parenthood, you mean? In this incident?
Well, yeah, I would think the Pope would have been out the next day. Or, you know, I mean, if that's the official position of the Catholic Church, and talk about, and you can run around and talk about how capitalism is the reason that we have global warming, and the United States is, you know, the number one.
John, I'm going to caution you on this one thing. What I've found is that any article I see that purports to say what the Pope is saying, I go actually read the actual, you know, transcript, which is in English on the papal website. That's just something to do, because a lot of that stuff gets very twisted. The one, for instance, on we're all dumping our garbage into the streets was a reference to, you know, where he's from, Argentina, where they do literally dump the garbage in the street, and we're all against that. And the media equates it to, you know, somehow capitalism is bad because we just dump garbage on the streets. So, you know, with that being said, with that little caveat.
May I speak here?
Sure.
Be that as it may, he's gone around talking about global warming and capitalism.
You're right.
Has he condemned the practices of Planned Parenthood and selling body parts? Has he done that?
I don't think he has, not specifically. No, I don't think you cannot argue in any way, shape, or form that this Pope isn't unbelievably pro-life. I mean, if you go look what he's written about this issue, it is off the charts. Now, again, that's not reported on, and that's why I kind of chuckle when folks like President Obama and the left praise of this Pope, because he's very pro-life, he's very pro-marriage, and a lot of the things that they're not. So when they praise him, they're trying to pick out a little sliver. But specifically to your point, I think a statement on this and what we know now is very appropriate. I don't disagree.
I do too. I just don't understand. I hope it comes.
John. Good point. Thank you. Sally Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
I agree. We need to have our priorities straight. There's nothing more horrendous than this story about these babies, and there's nothing more threatening than the story about Iran. And I think we need to get those things in perspective. But at the same time, I think we risk falling into some kind of moral relativism, which we, you know, nominally deplore, when we say that mistreating animals in one way or another is okay, as long as there's something worse going on. That to me is not, I wouldn't run across the country to protest about this lion, but I would not hesitate to condemn shooting it with a bow and arrow and leaving it, you know, suffering all night and having somebody come and shoot it for you the next day, which is what the story I read said. We see stuff all the time about people who mistreat animals, and you know what? The people who do that often go on to mistreat people. And I think we gotta guard against becoming, you know, callous just because we've got so many more horrible stories out there. And I agree, you know, we need to have our perspective. But we, at the same time, that doesn't mean that any other thing that's wrong is okay.
All right, good points, Sally. Thank you. Gonna keep rolling here. A lot of calls. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, say, your last caller there, I agree with. You know, we got a Pope that's nothing but a liberal. Mr. Boehner and McConnell, they're nothing but liberals. And I was wondering, has Mr. Hogan shut out an investigation on this apparent thing like Florida did? I mean, he's as far as I'm concerned, he's nothing but a liberal, too, because they don't do anything there. They've been in the government so long that they get wrapped up in this corruption, thievery crap that they all go bad. So Hogan, I think he needs to go, and Planned Parenthood, that definitely needs to go.
All right, and I'm sorry, I missed the question, Steve, on what you were wondering, whether Senator Hogan had put out a statement on what?
On Planned Parenthood. Has he started an investigation on Planned Parenthood here in North Dakota?
Yeah, well, his purview would obviously be in the Senate, and I don't remember. I know there's discussions of all kinds of different committees that are investigating in Congress. I'm not sure if he's on one of them, but I can check and find out. I'll send a note.
Well, he definitely goes ahead and votes with McConnell and Boehner all the time. It seems like he's on their side, and you know what they are. They're not for the Republican Party. They're not a conservative, as far as I'm concerned. They've definitely proven it here lately.
I mean, I think you can look at individual votes and say, I wish you know, Senator Hohen had been here or there, but I would say this. If you look at every vote, there's no doubt that he's got a conservative voting record. You just, you know, that's just the facts of it. I would imagine you might have a particular beef on one issue or another, and that's going to happen with anybody. But John Hovind's conservative, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it. And look who he replaced, Byron Dorgan. I mean, that's night and day difference for North Dakota, for the conservative cause. So I don't have any doubt about that. Barb and Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning. I had a couple comments on the lion business. I agree with the lady from Grand Forks. They should not have let the lion suffer for 5 hours and then shoot it, skin it, and behead it. How would North Dakota feel if someone lured out the Jamestown white buffalo, shot it, skinned it, so they could have a white buffalo in their living room?
I don't believe anything has been deemed illegal in that incident other than they didn't have the proper tag to get a lion. I mean, what happened happens all the time in Zimbabwe from what I've read. So the only thing in question right now is whether they have the proper license. That's what they've been charged. The reason they've been charged with poaching is because they didn't have the proper lion license.
Most of the articles have said they lured that lion off of there.
That's,
so why would
that,
you shoot it at night with a bow and arrow and let it suffer for 5 hours?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but what I'm saying is these guides have been charged only with poaching because of that. None of the other stuff you're talking about, the idea of luring it out, that happens all the time, evidently. They put a piece of meat on something.
Well, I guess somebody, now we might hear that in the news, too, about our white buffalo in Jamestown. That's our tourist attraction. I don't understand why these trophy hunters want, I know someone who has a giraffe. Who would go kill and stuff a giraffe so they could have a giraffe in their living room?
You know, I wouldn't either.
They
but
have
my
a lot. They have, you know, my kids go to Africa. They have a lot of photo tours. That's much better than going over there just to bring a trophy back.
Okay, but would you agree with me on this, Barb? Of everything to be outraged about in this world, everything to be concerned about. I mean, on the Richter scale, this one's kind of low.
It depends what your purpose. Also, I mean, there's lots of things you could start bringing up right here in the state, even. But this just happened to hit the news that day because someone decided that should be at the top of the scale.
Yeah, interesting.
Maybe the dentist is charging too much. He has too much money that he can go do that. Have you seen pictures of him standing over all his other trophies?
Are you kidding me? Now you're critical of the dentist because he may be charging too much because he chooses to use his hard-earned money and go over and hunt? I mean, that sounds like Russia. You know, now we're going to have Vladimir Putin deciding.
Have you seen his trophies?
I don't care. I don't care. It's America. He chooses to do that to relax as a sport. It's his hard-earned money. Do whatever he wants with it.
But see, he got in trouble now for doing it because he wasn't on top of it.
He's not in trouble. He's not even the subject of an investigation.
He's not in trouble. His practice has been shut down.
Well, I'm saying legally he's not in trouble. His practice,
okay, legally maybe not. But
he's in trouble because of the mob mentality of people.
He's back in the United States. They interviewed him on the news last night. I saw that. He is back. He told all of his people, go find another dentist.
Yeah, how sad is that?
That's what he said. I know.
Pretty darn
that's
sad.
What he said.
Barb, you and I have a different opinion, but I'm glad you called to share yours. Thank you very much. Power you can depend on. That's something I want you to know about. This hour brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, all about enhancing, preserving, and protecting our diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity. Join the Army, SecureEnergyFuture.org.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Minnesota Twins have everyone talking, so let's join the fun. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. Loading up the microphones and heading to the Twin Cities early, 7 a.m. Thursday morning, August 13th. Sitting in great seats behind home plate, comfortable lie down there, just $129 for your seat and your trip. And a hotel room in Fargo for $100 too. Call now to get your seat, 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com. Brought to you by Dave Nolan's Rematch Realty.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you can see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copperdor Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to chaseonthelake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I think it is on line four there, Manny. Okay. We're going to check. You know, Todd, you put out that heartfelt appeal for Lee Greenwood to call us on the program today. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, always.
And line four says, Lee, so I'm kind of wondering what's going on there. You know what I'm saying? So Manny's going to check this out for us.
And on line three.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's going to be on three.
Well, he's figuring all this out, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take a moment to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Best of the best. Find them online 24/7 at highplainsapache.com. They have the ET Ag Center, which is a great source for your sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and others. 50,000 sprayer parts. They've got them. They have new Apache sprayers. They've used Apache sprayers and some great financing rates right now as well. And the 2016 model is coming in. So ask about their low-interest financing and the 2016 models. And great deals, deep discounts on the remaining 2015. High Plains Apache, Fargo, Mandan. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. We are indeed honored to be joined by the one and only Lee Greenwood on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Lee?
I'm great, Scott. Good morning to you.
We are so thrilled that the folks from the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce have brought you to town for a wonderful event. The Military Appreciation Night tonight for the Red Ox Baseball. So thanks for coming, and thanks for being part of a wonderful event honoring our men and women in the military.
You're welcome. Thank you. I was in California yesterday, and we had a huge celebration at the Mid-State California Fair with my band, and I flew in last night. The people have been so hospitable to us since I got here, and I found an awful lot more information than I ever knew about North Dakota.
What do you now know about North Dakota that you didn't know?
Well, the drilling for oil. First of all, it makes me really happy that we start drilling for oil in the United States. We've waited too long to do that. Of course, it's a beautiful state from the Badlands to the Flatlands and people who are really friendly.
Probably enough of beauty in North Dakota for you to do a whole God Bless the USA song just about, you know, right here.
Well, you're right, because this is part of rural America, and I was raised on a farm in Sacramento, California. I live in Tennessee now, in the hills of Tennessee, which I wrote about in my song, as you know. And when you start traveling the United States, you look at places to visit. Of course, the Northwest has become a new destination point for almost everybody. I'm going to spend some time in Glacier National Park with my family day after tomorrow for several days. I got one boy in college and one in high school, and we plan usually a vacation for about 10 or 11 to 12 days with the four of us. My wife and I have been married 23 years, and we've done this every year. And normally we go to Europe or Asia or South America, but this time we're going to stay in the United States and discover some of the beauty of the Northwest. And when you travel through from where we are in Tennessee and just keep going west and keep going west, you realize how big this country really is.
No kidding. And, of course, the lakes of Minnesota do make it into your iconic God Bless the USA song. So maybe tonight, just for the local crowd, a little North Dakota Badlands reference too, huh? What about that?
Yeah, we're right next to Minnesota, I guess, so there's going to be a lot of people here from there.
That's right. We'll take care of the good Minnesotans. You know, you've had an incredible career. I remember seeing you years ago at the Chester Fritz Auditorium in Grand Forks, getting the honor of introducing you early in my broadcast career in North Dakota in the early 80s, and have watched it all along. Yet, I mean, I don't think there's anybody on the planet that doesn't connect you with that amazing song, God Bless the USA. I was saying to folks earlier, the hair on the back of my neck still stands up every time I hear it, whether it's on the radio or tonight, getting the honor of seeing you do it in person. Do you enjoy that one song is the song everybody connects Lee Greenwood to?
Well, my grandmother told me years ago, Scott, if you're ever going to do anything to be remembered by, make sure it's something that you'll be proud of. I'm glad it's not Ache Your Bakey Heart. But there could have been other songs, of course, that I got famous when we did have a stellar career. We had 16 number one hits in country music, and when I bring that to the country fans in our concerts, of course, they always say, play this, Dixie Road, play Bring Her Finger, play, Morning Ride or whatever else. I toured with almost everybody in the business, from Tammy Wynette to Kenny Rogers and Barbara Mandrell. We had a duet album together. I was on the Opry the other night with Hall of Famers, the Oak Ridge Boys, which I played sax with them on Bobby Sue, and we toured together. Gatlin Brothers and I toured together for years, Alabama. So when you look back at that whole career and how USA began to emerge as the song I'm known for, oh, heck yeah. I mean, I'm thrilled with that. The fact that my country career may have been over many years ago as far as a touring artist, but God Bless USA represents how I believe about the country, and I walk the walk. I mean, I may talk the talk, but I walk the walk about military, and I'm the national ambassador for a group called HelpingAHero.org, where we give homes to soldiers who have been seriously wounded, and we take care of our wounded warriors.
Well, you'll be taking care of a lot of good military in the sense of honoring them tonight at the FM Red Hawks game. There's a few tickets left. It's nearing a sellout, but there's general admission tickets, $3 and $5. But the best part of that is you have folks in the military that are there free of charge with their families. Kudos to the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber for doing this. FM Red Hawks tonight, Newman Outdoor Field. It'll be a great event. Thanks for coming, Lee, and thanks for honoring our military.
You're welcome, Scott. I couldn't do enough. Thanks a lot.
God bless you, and God bless the USA, and good luck on the tour. Have fun on that vacation, too. That's neat that you're going to pick the USA this year. That'll be a lot of fun. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate you joining us on What's On Your Mind. The one and the only Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen, in the great state of North Dakota to honor our military. Is that great or what? Dave Hackstall will join us, a great hockey coach, and then more of your calls as we continue on What's On Your Mind coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.